Authorities in Mexico are still investigating the kidnapping and presumed murder of 43 college students. In a courtyard of their rural teaching college in southern Mexico, 43 plastic chairs sit empty, except for a photo of each of the missing students. It was there that NPR's Carrie Kahn spoke to a student who says he was one of the survivors of the attack.
It was September 26th when three busloads of students headed out of the school toward Iguala Guerrero, about an hour and a half away. Carlos Martinez, a 22-year-old junior at the school, says unfortunately they arrived just as the mayor's wife was giving a political speech. Thinking they came to disrupt the event and on orders of the mayor, police chased the students out of downtown and onto the main road, where Martinez says more patrol cars arrived and surrounded the buses.
Entonces empezaron a llegar los policías, llegan y empiezan a disparar, se escuchan disparos, así.
The police jumped out and started shooting, says Martinez. You could hear gunfire everywhere. NPR couldn't independently confirm Martinez's account, but it is consistent with other eyewitness versions and investigator statements. As the bullets flew, Martinez says he and a bunch of students ran out of the bus and hid behind it.
Nosotros le decíamos que dejaran de disparar, que no teníamos armas.
We kept screaming, "We aren't armed. Stop shooting," says Martinez. He watched as one of his friends, Aldo, was shot in the head and fell to the ground. According to authorities, the Iguala police shot and killed three students that night, as well as three bystanders. Martinez says surviving students were loaded into patrol cars and taken away. He and the rest who had been hiding waited for police to come back, thinking they would investigate the crime scene.
Al ver que no llegaban, pues nosotros empezamos a marcar las balas, ¿no? Con piedras, con platos, con basura.
But they didn't come back, so we started to try to mark where all the bullets had hit, with rocks and plates and trash, whatever we could find. After about an hour and a half, the police returned and just started shooting. They were firing so fast. I ran with about 15 other guys and hid behind a small red car. I saw them shoot another friend dead.
In a lull, Martinez says he and his friends ran. They turned a corner, scaled a wall, and jumped onto the roof of a small room. Authorities say the corrupt cops turned the 43 students over to a drug gang who killed them and burned their bodies that night.
Y ahí nos estuvimos hasta las 5 de la mañana.
Martinez says he and the other students stayed on the roof until 5 the next morning. He says no one moved despite the heavy rainfall. 44 police officers from Iguala and a nearby town are under arrest. The police chief is a fugitive. Why he wasn't taken away and killed, Martinez says he doesn't know. It was the luck of the draw.
Tengo que seguir, se lo debo a mis compañeros.
He says he will continue searching for the students. I owe it to them, he says. If it had been me that night, they would do the same. And he adds he won't stop fighting until everyone responsible for this crime, everyone, is brought to justice. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.